upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor Van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream for the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor Van Vuren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website www.thedailywitness.co.za and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
And welcome back to the Daily Witness Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Van Vuren, and today's message is called Let Faith Settle. So let's get into a word of prayer, because I believe this message is actually a very interesting one, and I believe this is very vital to your success in the kingdom. Praise God. Father, we come before you in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, this is a very interesting topic that you have given me. And Lord, I do believe that this message applies to every believer, everyone that gives their heart to Jesus. Because Lord, there's going to be different times in their life where they are going to trust you for various things, whether it's healing or divine protection or promotion or whatever. And Lord, everyone needs to know this. Everyone should be preaching on this, sharing it with other believers. So Lord, speak through me. And Lord, let's just bless people's socks off. Praise God. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let faith settle. That's the title of this message. And it's, like I said, it's a very important message. And I'm not throwing flowers on myself. This is a message that the Lord has given me to share with you, because he wants you to have success. And many times, you know, people hear that God will meet their needs, and he really can, and he actually has already, and everything's fulfilled in Christ Jesus. You know, all things are in Christ Jesus, because he purchased everything for us. But people are not standing long enough. They're not standing long enough, and they don't have any foundation, and they want to build a quick faith house on the sand. And when the storms come, it just flushes that faith house away. And, you know, I always say this, you know, you can't say that you're in faith if you've been standing just for a week. You can't give up after 2 weeks and say, I tried that. That stuff doesn't work. You know, are you going to stand in faith for a month? Are you going to be still standing in faith after 2 months? Are you still going to be standing in faith after 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year? Because, can I be honest with you, you know, you open up the Bible and you actually find out that there's promises for you, okay? All these promises have already been fulfilled in Christ Jesus, and they are for you. They've got your name on it. And over time, you know, people need various things. People need various things from the Lord as time goes by. And what you might need from the Lord this year is not what you need from the Lord the following year. You know, life changes. People change. There's different people that come into your life. There's different people that leave your life. And over time, things happen. You know, people settle down. People have kids. People start a new career. Or people start a new job. Or people start a new company. There's different needs at different stages. And there's going to be times where you need to receive from the Lord. Like in my case, when I was getting lightheaded, the doctors couldn't even find out what was going on with me. They couldn't even diagnose it. And they did try. They drew my blood twice. They checked my heart. They were trying these different pills. And I was just spending money on the medical industry. And they had no clue what was going on. And a few doctors, I was sitting in their offices, and a few doctors, that they were reading my blood reports, and they said, "You're healthy." And the next one, "You're healthy." And the next one, "You're healthy." And you know the story. I got so frustrated. I said, "If I'm so healthy, why is this happening to me?" You know, I was stressed. There was a lot of pressure on me. There were days where I would come home, I would feel dizzy. You know, there were times where I was rude to my family because they just been nice to me and that, and I was feeling dizzy. I didn't know what was going on. There was pressure on me. And, you know, pressure can turn a person into an ugly person. And I was rude at times. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know if I was going to die. But I chose to get into Word. I chose to stand. You know, there's times where the world cannot help you. And I'm honest with you, for me, the world has never done me any favors. And I don't care about the world. I really don't. You know, my relationship with the world ended a long time ago. And it was at that time where I rushed to the medical industry. All these professionals, these different professionals, I went to a hospital. I went to private doctors. I paid the money. And these professionals, you know, they studied at medical school for, 7 years or something? And they interned and some started their own practices. All these medical professionals that are looked up in the community, you know, and they got these big houses and they got these fancy cars. And this one particular doctor that I went to, he had 2 consultation rooms. He was printing money. I remember my sister, that was her doctor, her private doctor. And he was telling her, like, his house is so big. It's got 2 kitchens and he's got a lot of staff working for him. And he's printing money, man. And he would jump between consultation rooms. And I wasn't even there for like 10 minutes. And 300 rand, one shot, bam. And he called in the next person. And it was like a revolving door. One comes in, goes out. Another one comes in, goes out. And these doctors are making money. And they respected. And they could not diagnose me. And I'm not against doctors. Don't misunderstand me. It's just the doctors could not help me. And yes, we believe in doctors. And we thank God for doctors and doctors. It's a profession that comes out of the heart of God. There's people that don't know what to do. There's people that don't have the faith to believe for divine healing and they rush to their doctors, and that's good and all that. And we thank God for doctors. And I do believe that there are certain people that God has anointed to be doctors that have that grace on them. They have understanding. And I have dealt with, I'm just thinking now, there was one particular doctor that I dealt with that he was a people's person. And for him, it wasn't about the money. And he would listen to you and he would ask questions. It wasn't a quick thing. You know, he didn't just jump to conclusions. And he was really gifted. My brother also had dealings with him and my folks. And great person, praise God. And my parents also spoke of, there was a doctor in times past where they had a family doctor years ago. And if you come into his consultation room, he would make sure that he doesn't see you for a very long time because he will sort out that problem right there and then. He was that gifted. And so we praise God for doctors, but the medical industry, like in my biggest time of need, they could not help me. And that's when I cut ties with them. I'm saying with the world now. And I just went on this new path where I'm just going to seek the kingdom for everything, you know. And yes, there's times where, like, the Lord will tell you, hey, go to the doctor. There are those times. You know, there's times where, like, even seasoned ministers that lay hands on people and people receive their healing because of their busy schedule. The Lord will lead some of them to go to the doctor, sort it out quickly, that they can get back. Because believing God for provision is not always a quick thing. Yes, there are times where things come in like fairly quickly, but not all the time. And, you know, I don't want to turn you off on faith, but I'll encourage a person to stand in faith. But at the same time, I am going to let you know that it's a journey. It's a journey of getting to know the Father. And I always say this, you know, something that used to irritate me when I was a little younger, it doesn't bother me anymore. But I used to hear of couples, they literally just meet. They just meet each other. And they start dating like maybe 3 days later, and they use the word, I love you, I love you, I love you. They don't love each other. They don't even know each other. You know, you can't say you love someone just by meeting them. You can't do that because that love, that love is filial love, and it's based on condition, you know. But when you really get to know someone, then you fall in love with them. And you come to the point where you realize that your life, I don't want to say you can't live without them, because you can, but it feels like you can't live without them. It feels like this is your new identity, you know. So it takes time to get to know Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. It takes time to get to know Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider, you know. And I just want to read a scripture found in James chapter 1. I want you to listen to these words, and I want to read from verse 2 all the way to verse 8. And listen to this, just listen to these words. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations or different temptations. Verse 3, it says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Listen to that, the trying of your faith. The trying of your faith worketh patience. The trying of your faith. So verse 4 says, but let patience have a perfect work, that he may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. You see the word patience in those verses of scripture. There's patience there. When you're in faith, you cannot rush faith. Yes, there's things that you can do to shorten the time span. But, you know, some people go into faith in a hurry and they want now results, and they kind of put God on notice and they say, Lord, like, I need this answer now, or I need this healing now, or I need this provision now. And if you don't rush quickly, Lord, I'm just going to go to the world. That's the general attitude of a lot of people. But, you know, if you go into faith with that attitude, I promise you this, you're not going to get your provision, because you cannot rush God. You cannot rush God. You can develop your faith. You can spend time developing your faith. You can put your spiritual back into it. And there's things you can do to shorten that time span, but you cannot rush God. And let me say it like this. Your manifestation depends on you. It doesn't depend on God. He has already met your needs. He has already met your needs, and it's in Christ Jesus our Lord. And you cannot rush him. You need to put the rush on yourself. You need to spend more and more time seeking out the kingdom. But listen to this. This is verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now, you know, you hear that. Okay, if any of you lack wisdom, and you think, okay, Brother Andrew, this doesn't apply to me. You're talking about wisdom here. But this applies to everything. Listen to this. You can read it. If you need healing today, read it like this. If any of you lack healing, let him ask of God, that giveth healing to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. If you need provision, read it like this. If any of you lack provision, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. If you are seeking a partner, if any of you lack a partner, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men partners liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Whatever you are needing, you can put that in this verse of scripture. But listen to this. This is verse 6. We still carrying on. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with a wind and tossed. Verse 7, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So what did I want to say? You know, you've got to let faith settle. You've got to let faith settle. I remember years ago, my neighbors decided to build this double garage. There was first a time when they built a double garage, but then later on they built like a bigger apartment. And I remember I would watch them every day. Not obviously, I wouldn't sit by the window and just, you know, document them. But from time to time, I would notice what they're doing. And from what I have seen, they took the longest time building the foundation. I'm going to say that again. I need you to understand what I'm saying. You've got to let faith settle. They took the longest period of time building the foundation. When the foundation was there, when it was set, just remember, it's not just putting some bricks in the ground. They had to clear the ground first. Even before they cleared the ground, the way the property is situated, they had to open the part of the fence. They had to make a temporary gate there. They had to, because it was on a slope, they had to carve out, I wouldn't say carve out, but they had to make their own temporary road, a dirt road, to get the backhoes and etc. all on top of the land. But it took time. It took time. And there was different people called in at different stages. They took the longest period of time building that foundation. And I remember when that foundation was ready, the walls went up fairly quickly. Went up fairly quickly. But it's the foundation that counts. You know, people want quick results, but on the inside of them, in their spirit, there's no foundation. You're not going to get a foundation after a week of getting into word. You're not, it doesn't work like that, you know, and if people get upset that it doesn't happen like that, why don't you use the same principles in the world? You know, if you and your wife come together, are you going to get upset because the baby didn't pop out in 5 days? No, you're not. You know that in the world, there's just certain laws that take time. There's certain things that take time. And education takes years. We know this. To build a company up, it takes years. And there's a common saying that goes around, they say, within 3 years, you know if your company is going to make it or fail in the first 3 years. You know, there's time that you got to put in. There's effort that you got to put in. Jesus spoke about you got to dig deep. You got to listen to his words. You got to dig deep and build your house upon the rock. And that rock is the word. You're speaking of two different people. People that one person built their house on the sand. There was no foundation. The other one spent more time digging deep, building his house on the rock. And that's what we need to do. I'm going to say that again. We need to do this. We need to dig deep. You have to let your faith settle. And this is why I say from time to time, you know, when it comes to standing in faith, you got to be very strategic in what you're going to believe God for. Don't believe God for stupid things. You know, when I was younger and I was silly, I remember like right in the beginning, yes, you heard my stories where I believed God for airtime. That's where I started. And I believed God for some clothes. And I believed God for my first camera phone. That's when camera phones first started coming out on the market. And the camera phone that I harvested, it was 2,700 at that time. And back then, this was in the early 2000s. Man, back then, that was a lot of money. That was a lot of money. But I want to tell you this. There came a stage where I wanted to believe God. There was a Mercedes S-Class S500. And you'll remember these if you see it on the road. It was in the late 90s, early 2000s, and very, very beautiful car. And I was young, man. I was young. I think I was like 16 or something, or 17. And there was a BMW 750 Li, I think, if I remember correctly. I think there was also a 745. But I got the brochures of these cars. And, you know, beautiful, beautiful machines. And the wood paneling inside and leather seats. And I think back then it was 17 or 18 inch rims and massive, just luxurious cars. And yeah, I'm 17 and I'm still in my schooling career. And I'm looking at these cars and just one of those tires for that car costs a couple of thousand. Now imagine replacing all four. Imagine taking those cars to the proper dealerships to be serviced. So back then I went through a little stage where I was foolish and I wanted to believe for things that's, you know, for me it was foolish. Those cars were amazing, but I could not maintain it. I couldn't afford it, you know. I could not afford it. And back then I wasn't used to driving such big cars. Those cars are, they like tanks. And don't believe for dumb things. I'm going to say that again. Don't believe for dumb things. Believe for things that you don't mind standing. You know, don't stand and stand and stand and stand for a new phone. Unless that's all what you really need. But what I'm saying in general, believe for things that you don't mind walking the walk of faith. Because you know the end result is going to be very beneficial for you. So what am I saying in this message? Whatever you believe in God for, be strategic and walk that path. Dig deep. It takes time building a foundation. It takes time building a foundation. It takes time building a foundation. Keep building, keep building, keep building, keep building, keep building, because there's going to come a time where your spirit man is going to be so filled with the word that faith is going to flow out of you. And I speak from experience, you know, God sent in my healing. I stood for 2.5 years because back then I didn't know what I know now. Back then, a big part of that journey, I was still trying to get healing until I got my revelation that by stripes I was already healed. And after that, that was a turning point for me. And after that, what happened to me was I started receiving. So spend time digging deep, building that foundation. And in your journey, the Lord's going to teach you various things. But don't quit. Please don't quit. Please don't quit. You're on a journey. You're on a journey with Jesus. He's teaching you things. He's teaching you things you need to know. But anyway, I've come to the end of this podcast. God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
Hey, everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.